From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, we'll get a primer on grand juries as one prepares to release a highly anticipated decision in Missouri.
But first, the Keystone XL pipeline debate. If built, it would be less than 1,000 miles long, but it will be the subject of about 6 hours of debate when they're through on the Senate floor today. The House approved a bill last Friday. If passed by the Senate tonight, the next stop is President Obama's desk. The pipeline, which would stretch from Canadian tar sands to the Texas Gulf Coast, has been a divide between Republicans, who are largely in favor, and many Democrats who are not. Now it's also dividing Democrats, some of whom hope it will bolster Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu in her runoff race in December. Last week, Republicans allowed her opponent, Congressman Bill Cassidy, to sponsor their bill in the House. Jeff Brady covers energy for NPR. He's been following the Keystone XL debate there in the Senate today and for years before that. So, Jeff, start with the debate. What's going on today?
Well, we heard from a few people already. This debate is going to last for 6 hours. Senator Mary Landrieu, she's a Democrat, as you mentioned, from the oil state of Louisiana. She's facing that tough runoff re-election in a few weeks. And she's been a supporter of the pipeline for a long time. She talked a lot about the economic benefits of it, including good-paying construction jobs during the time it's going to be built. And then to the opponents who successfully blocked construction for the past 6 years, she had this to say.
And just FYI to everybody that thinks this pipeline is the end of the world, we already have 2.6 million miles of pipe in America. 2.6 million miles of pipe. We're only completing basically 1,000 miles. What is everybody upset about?
Well, Jeff, I'm sure she heard. What did people say they were upset about?
Yeah, well, they're upset about the environment. I mean, that's the big issue here. And Senator Barbara Boxer of California, also a Democrat, made it clear that that is her big concern. She dubbed the Keystone XL the Keystone Extra Lethal Pipeline. And she says from start to finish, it would be a bad project for the environment.
We are talking about huge quantities coming through this pipeline. 830,000 barrels of filthy tar sands oil coming across the Canadian border, heading down to our Gulf Coast region every single day.
You know, Republicans have said they're just happy to finally have a chance to vote on this in the Senate. And they say if it doesn't pass today, they'll come back next session when the GOP is in control of the Senate and when Senator Mitch McConnell is majority leader, and then they'll pass it then.
Well, if it does pass tonight, the next stop is President Obama's desk. What's your understanding on what he will do?
Well, certainly opponents want him to veto this bill if it does pass today. And if history is any guide, he probably will. 3 years ago, Congress sort of put a deadline on a decision, said 60 days from now we need a decision on this project. And rather than bend to that deadline, the president rejected the whole project. And TransCanada, the company behind the Keystone XL pipeline, had to go back and start the whole process all over, which is why we're here now.
Well, he's also made comments about how he doesn't feel that the jobs or the other benefits that supporters say are really there. But tell us, there is an existing Keystone pipeline. We've heard about how many miles of pipeline there is. Tell us about that and how the XL could change things.
Right. There is an existing Keystone pipeline. It's already operating. It's moving oil from Alberta down to the Gulf Coast, a smaller pipeline. But this, you know, they're producing so much oil up there in Alberta right now. They need more capacity to get it out of there and to get it to market because they can't get any money for it if it sits there in Alberta.
Well, and what about the debate over things like jobs? Start there. We hear from some supporters thousands of jobs could be created. Critics say as few as 50.
Well, you know, it really depends on when you're talking about. If you're talking about the construction phase, we are talking about thousands of jobs and thousands of good-paying jobs. That's why you have some unions behind this project. But then once the pipeline is built, one of the reasons the industry wants a pipeline is because they're so efficient to operate. It's only going to require 50 people, maybe even less than that, to operate the pipeline once it's constructed.
And the price of energy, gas price is already at low, low levels. Some say this nothing's going to change on that with the XL.
Right. There is a debate in the middle of the country, though, because right now you've got all that oil pooling kind of in the middle of the country, and refineries there can get it really cheaply. So folks in the middle of the country are paying less for gasoline. If this oil makes it to the world market down there on the Gulf Coast, some of those prices may go up a few cents a gallon.
And we keep talking about the environment, both sides weighing in on this, but we hear from some environmentalists, they're more concerned about what happens up in the tar sands, what the heat, the energy needed to get the oil out. There was an environmental review from the State Department, what'd they say?
Right. The State Department concluded, I mean, they did admit that producing this kind of oil creates more greenhouse gases, about 17% more. That's because instead of just drilling a hole in the ground and letting the oil come out, you got to go in there and mine these oil sands and then heat it up. And that heating creates a lot more pollution and a lot more carbon pollution. And you have that pollution there in Alberta. And then really what Democrats and opponents want here is they want that oil to stay in the ground, because we've got a climate change problem here. And they say we need to decide what oil we're going to be leaving in the ground. And this is one kind of oil that they want left.
That's some of the debate that you're going to be hearing for 6 hours today. NPR's Jeff Brady, as the debate over the Keystone XL pipeline continues in the Senate. The vote is this evening. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.